The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from winter. It's fucking winter today in beautiful downtown Sparks. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick. Here in studio, we've got the Fab Four of Wolbertinger, who's going to drunkenly and sadly and melancholically rock your face off. Are you ready for this, people?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Worst Little Podcast.
Reverend Rory, Wolbertinger, what's up?
Hey.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's been a long road. Many months of, eventually I'm drunk and talking to Tommy at the bar. We'll get the band on the show.
We did it.
Yeah, we got a band, kind of. So, yeah, we want to say something.
I think I first actually talked to you about having Wolpertinger on a year ago.
Oh, wow.
But you guys weren't quite ready yet.
Last year was kind of a shitty year.
A lot of shit went on.
It was a bad year for the band. Yeah.
But you now have a CD out.
No.
Well, you have a CD available that is going to be reviewed in an upcoming issue of the Reno Tahoe tonight in a few weeks.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, in that case, we have a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we do.
It's new.
There's videos out there, too.
New.
Now that's the sound.
How are you guys today? How are you doing?
Good.
Like
good.
You said, winter, man.
Whoa. Yeah, it's here.
Man. Out of nowhere.
It was like hot yesterday and then
it was like snowed. Warm and nice and the leaves fell out of the trees on Saturday. I think that was fall. And then and then Sunday night it got really cold and windy and I knew,
Did anyone see the thunderstorm that happened last night?
Yeah, I saw the lightning.
Crazy. I saw lightning, but I thought it was just me.
I was driving back from the Bay Area and I kept seeing like flashes over the mountains, but I didn't see any bolts. But
were you at the bridge school thing? Or
I was at the Oakland Raiders football game.
Nice, and they won too, right?
And they won.
Because Tommy went.
As opposed to the Cardinals.
Sitting in the black hole.
It's 2-2. It's 2-2 as of Monday, people. So whatever it is Thursday, hopefully the Cards are on their way to Boston to win one last game.
Unless you like Boston.
Fuck Boston. Fuck the American League. That's actually really my stance.
Well, our hero Mike O'Mara is a big Boston fan.
And fuck you, Rory.
Well, Mike can suck a dick when it comes to that.
S-A-D, Mike. Yeah, S-A-D. You heard it.
S-A-D, Mr. O'Mara. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Are we ever going to get those guys on the show?
If I ever call them.
We got to get Oscar.
No way.
Please. Get Oscar.
Oscar, maybe.
Man.
Yeah.
I could probably maybe get Rob, Buzz. But... Buzz loves me.
Just goes to show how much
handing
you guys.
Handing a man an eighth of weed is
in the middle of a fucking showroom. That everybody in a 10 feet distance
could
or radius
smell.
Could smell. Yeah.
That was awesome. That
just
was
goes
night.
To show how much you guys listen to the show. Buzz has been off the show for like 6 months.
Yeah, no, Buzz has his own thing.
His own thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But just I could get news. Him. I could probably get Buzz on.
Yeah. Roy has their numbers.
I have, yeah.
For all you guys don't know, this is another radio show that we
I have a message
worship.
From...
No, an actual radio show.
Yeah. it's an actual podcast.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I have a message from Mike O'Mara for Rory.
But I'm not partial to fairies.
I knew I had one Mike O'Mara sample, and I was searching for it.
But I'm not partial to fairies.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, thank you.
Partial.
He likes the bastion.
He's from Bastion.
Yeah, and Rob loves your guys' recording.
Again, a great recording.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, Rick, what about that last CD you produced?
Which one?
Oh,
that
Christ,
one? Oh, sick. Rob loved that.
Again, a great recording.
Wow, he's thick. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a great weekend out there. I had an exhausting fucking weekend at the Get Rad Fest at Jub Jub's.
Oh, man.
Did they get your daughter?
No, no, they did not chase my daughter with
pitchforks
and torches.
Riku Arya Dowd.
Right. Her Arya is her middle name?
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Beautiful.
I am right
Thank
about
you.
That.
That was my addition to
nice.
It.
S and A.
Mostly so her initials would
my
spell
daddy
rad.
Is the best.
He's a little bit high. Hi, my name is Riku.
Don't knock on your dad. Okay.
I had an exhausting fucking weekend there, emceeing it. Up and down. Like, it was our first big show with both stages, running back and forth between the two stages all night. It was a lot of fun. I like the direction the new venue's going. It's going to be great, especially for Mary Anarchy here
That's
in just
right.
more than a month.
Yeah. More than a month.
So there's a little anecdote from the show. So I used it as a great opportunity to meet bands, hand out the cards, say, hey, come on to the podcast. I like your stuff. There's one band, this three-piece, they're getting up on the big stage. They're called Crossroad Heathens.
Nice.
Yeah, great. And I'm wearing devil horns at the time, and I introduce them. They're all, hey, yeah, it was a Crossroad Demon.
Right, right. They like Satan.
Right, right.
Okay, go ahead.
By the way, we like Satan.
And I get on it, and before they even started playing, I gave the guitar player my card and was like, yeah, we really ought to get you on the podcast. Strictly... because the drummer is this like 6 foot tall body of a Grecian swimmer black man with tight little dreadlocks. I was like, okay, Rick's going to want to look at that guy all night. So I gave him my card solely based on the fact that Rick would think this guy is hot. Then they turned out to actually be a pretty damn good band. And the dude, like, you think Nick,
who cares?
You think Nick hits the drums hard or Preston hits the drums hard? Oh, no, really? This guy murders the drums.
Yeah.
And he has like skill and finesse on top of it too.
Nice. Cool.
But yeah, so I send Rick the text that I did this and I get a text back from him saying that his boyfriend thinks I'm gay. David says, you're really gay. And I believe my response was, I am really gay, but I just like giving Rick eye candy because he's our little worker monkey.
Yeah. And Rory knows a lot of times I'll be stressed out about the band. Then they walk in the door.
And they're hot.
Scantily clad. And suddenly... I don't mind so much. It's kind of okay.
That's where we went wrong.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, you guys got your, Tom's looking good.
Take your shirt off. Tommy is looking good.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
I was better 20 years ago.
Well,
weren't we all?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You're better than you were 365 ago, though.
I'm way better than
that. Yeah. Wolf.
Tommy,
yeah.
You look good, man.
Thanks.
Wolf 20 years ago was not better.
No, that'd be creepy.
Wolf would be really creepy.
20 years
that'd
ago, Wolf was
time.
An embryo. What
like
do you mean?
Under age.
A twinkle in somebody's pants.
Or a tinkle.
Ask for it by name. Wolf's looking very uncomfortable right now.
I'm sorry, Wolf.
He is the youngest man in the room.
I am.
And I'm going out on a limb calling you man.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I guess that's good. I usually get people thinking I look older, and so I don't that's, have to worry about being...
That's why you surrounded yourself with old guys in your
van. That makes sense, you know. Yeah. There you go.
And with that,
here's a little one of these. Yeah. I don't have crickets. I have the wind on the tundra.
It's better.
Very peaceful.
How was your weekend, Rick? Who'd you have in the studio?
Michelle Pappas came in and finished her album.
The one she started last year, or
yeah,
a new
yeah,
one?
January of this year.
Okay,
and
all right, yeah,
it's
that's
been,
right.
It's been a long journey, and oh my God, you guys, it is such a fucking great record, and I just got to do some mixing, and then it's done.
Nice.
Excellent.
And it's so good, it's so good.
Congrats, Michelle.
It's like, she is so amazing, dude. I fucking love her. Shit just gives me chills, and I'm so excited, so yeah. Oh, and Aversion Therapy had a session too, and we got some of their stuff tied up, and yeah.
Oh, good.
We got two things about to come out, and I finished up all the Actors Killed Lincoln. It's, yeah, too much going on, and I got to get started on Los Pistoleros mixing, because I'm behind on that too.
Wow. Number of bands podcast. Asking about your recording rates that I passed your information along, my friend.
Yeah, the money's easy. The problem is you got to wait 3 fucking months to see me. Minimum. So
sucks. Start upping your rates and quit your day job, faggot.
But I got to say, the best albums I'm putting out are the poor people that can't afford what I charge now. You up your rates and you record shittier music. Isn't that right, Sierra Sonics? Ooh. Ooh. Oh, was that? Oh, that was totally a face. Huh.
Yeah, that was a face moment.
Face! No, but yeah, when you're more expensive, you record boring music. That's been my experience so far. So
makes sense.
You know, poor people make better shit.
You have the people who can throw money instead of having talent.
Right.
But when you're poor and desperate, you're more passionate.
Oh,
hungry.
For real.
Good point.
Here's to staying poor
you got
forever.
Something to sing the blues about.
I'm not.
You know?
Yeah, the three best albums I did this year are people that can't even afford to pay me. So you
paid them?
Yes.
He's coming.
No, I think one of them at least I'm taking it out in trade. You listen to me, Julio?
Oh, Julio, huh? Yeah.
I got to get a note from the girlfriend, though, because I really respect her.
With his mohawk pompadour thing?
Yeah.
I know the Julio you're talking about.
Nice guy.
Sexually.
Uh-huh.
So that was me.
Awesome. Nick, you were at the show this weekend.
Yeah, I did the Get Rad Festival. Also was in the parade, the Nevada Day Parade.
Yay, congratulations.
And Carson, my first time being in the parade. It was pretty neat.
Small car throwing candy?
I was in the ESPN van driving for
94.5. Oh, not walking with the brothers?
No, but I did see Jack and Dave down there with the Clamper brothers.
I was going to go, but I slept for 12 hours after.
Right.
The show on Friday night.
Neat.
Well, happy Nevada Day.
It was rough, man, doing all that this weekend. I had a 14-hour day on Saturday, and then slept in Sunday and had Bloody Marys and eggs in a frame, which is a really good breakfast.
What is that?
You ever, take two – well, Mikey makes it this really cool way where it's, almost like a grilled cheese, but you only put the cheese on the – on the outside of the bread, and in the middle you cut out a square,
right,
and you dump the egg in there and cook it. It's fucking awesome.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat too, because eggs aren't square, and then seeing them square, you're like, oh, that's neat.
Who's up for breakfast?
Yeah, man. I'm always up for breakfast, really.
So it was a really nice weekend. Yeah, really nice weekend.
Very cool. And Chewy, how about you? Oh, we don't care.
Chewy's not here.
We'll be back with Chewy in just another week or two, I believe.
Right,
it hurts when I do this.
Yeah.
I bet it does.
He needs time off to heal.
Well, when he forgets his beer box, he's the one in the middle.
Fuck it.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Overrated.
So, Wolpertinger.
Yeah.
You want to play a song for us real quick here?
Ooh. Should we?
Yeah. Sure. Let's get to a song out of the gate here.
We're we're a band after all. So.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know.
We'll come back, get a little talking, and see what the personalities underlying the flavors of the tunes are.
All right. Yeah. Sure.
So, Richard, get the fuck out.
Okay.
Go hit them skins,
Richard's the drummer. He's going to go do that. In studio, too, we've also got Gary here on bass, Mr. Tom Plunkett on the guitar. And Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
The Wolf of Wolpertinger.
On mouth. Do you also play guitar, too?
I do. I have to pick it up.
Nice, nice.
And Tom, you still control your sound.
You still have to pick up guitar. It's kind of late for that.
Number 20?
It's never late
for that.
Yep. That's the one.
I'd hope you've known a chord or two before you got here.
Well.
Didn't want to stifle his creativity.
Yeah, learn to play. That's for freaks.
We tried to learn a new song earlier when we were just waiting, and
we did pretty good.
We did pretty good. We might play it.
We might play it.
Not now.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Let's
watch us create a song tonight.
Dial a song.
So what's the name of this song?
Yeah, set this up for us.
Oh, I suppose Night is the name of the song.
Well, that's good. Now it's over.
With an N or a silent K?
Oh, that's with an N.
Okay.
You know,
I like the silent K's.
You like the silent K's? Yeah.
Night.
Poop starts with a silent K.
It does.
Little known fact.
This is true. Yeah. Anyone literate knows that.
So anyway, Wolf is our songwriter, so these all come out of his brain.
So I apologize for that.
He's a real prodigy.
No
apologies.
Are you medicated today?
Oh, highly. Highly medicated every day.
There was a pot of coffee out there when we started. And
now it's gone. Pretty low.
Yeah, and somebody took my go-fuck-yourself cup.
It was Wolf.
Damn it.
I liked the cup. It was a nice cup.
Yeah.
It made my heart smile. You know, when I opened up the cabinet and the first thing I see is go fuck yourself.
Do you ever watch Ni Hao Kai Lan? Never mind. That's a kid's show. That's a quote from. It makes my heart smile.
Oh. Well, great minds think alike, and so do ours.
You and five-year-olds.
Yep.
So you ready to go out there, Richard?
I hear Rich. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
So we're going to do this then, huh?
Here we go.
Play that song.
So yeah, you might be a young looking fella, but your voice as a man of season and years.
Thank you.
That was one thing I really enjoyed about listening to the CD, aside from the great music. But I really enjoyed your singing, just the richness of your voice. And
oh, thank you.
The poetry of the lyrics.
Well,
and stuff.
It's recorded really well, and so we're very lucky to have it the way it is.
Where'd you guys record that at?
Our secret, secret,
secret lair. Secret lair.
Secret lair.
Yeah. We have a secret lab.
Yeah, we do.
Damn it, my sound's
off. Bedrooms across America.
It's on a, it's on a mountaintop.
It is. Mm. And Jack Frost comes by and visits and gets us cocoa.
Okay. Is that slang for a cocaine dealer? No.
Slang for blowjobs.
What isn't slang for blowjobs?
Hmm.
Now everyone's going to make up a list.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Check it twice.
Ice cream truck. No.
There you go.
Frosted Flakes?
Ooh. That, I don't know.
I know. Rick, Frosted Flakes on Urban Dictionary.
Glazed donut.
Ooh.
That, you know that's on Urban Dictionary.
I don't think it has anything to do with sucking cocks.
Glazing always has to do with cocks.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. And then he got quite a glazing.
Who like doesn't it. Like a good
Spunk.
Glazing? A good glaze now and again. Oh, I had such a nice glaze today.
Frosted Flakes. There are several definitions. Number one, when you ejaculated over someone's cereal, making it nice, white, and frosty.
Gross.
Number two, another way to say something is great without sounding like an imbecile.
Yo, that's Frosted Flakes, my faggot.
This will make you sound like an imbecile.
Number three, someone who is known for constantly backing out on plans, often for reasons that are flimsy and or somewhat insulting.
Or because of a drug habit. Right.
That's the where the
frosting
comes
in. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, God.
Ew.
Frosted Flakes does not necessarily have to do with a blowjob.
Not that bad.
Not yet.
What did you go ooh at?
Oh, the next one is waking up in the morning after a long night of sex and noticing that you forgot to wipe off the residue from your partner.
Ooh.
We've all been
the
there.
The frosting. Gotcha.
I always thought that was their job.
Yeah. Every last drop.
Well, this is certainly digress.
This awkward silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check the Pinky link at pinkypolansky.com.
Thank you. Felix likes to drink.
Yes.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again? Felix likes to drink.
My kid knows what's up, yo.
Very astute.
Speaking of which, we are just a few short weeks away from this year's Christmas episode. I know we're still at Halloween, but look into the future.
How dare you?
Christmas episode with my daughter. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, in fact.
Every year.
But right now, we just had the pumpkin carving party yesterday.
Oh, right.
That was a smash.
It's going to be amazing because all of you were there, right?
It was awesome.
So, yeah.
I was out of town.
Yeah. Now stop. Because really, it's Wednesday. So
it's Thursday.
I know. So it's Thursday. Was yesterday. But right.
Shut up.
Right.
I'm really confused.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. You think
I loved
feels?
It. It was better than Cats. I want to see it again and again.
See the Hypnotist.
That's a deep old joke for old boring people.
I was there.
You what?
Was
that words?
I'm sorry.
Ooh, Tommy's fucking around.
Yeah,
what is Tom doing?
He's moving things.
Yeah, for the next song, I'm going to have to stand up. So,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
So if you sing, we just need to adjust your mic.
Yeah,
you've done this before.
Perfectly capable of, paddling my own canoe.
So how did you assemble this band of superheroes around you?
Weird. Well, when you guys all walked in the door, I thought, what the fuck? I mean, usually a band is either all older or all younger, and you're this lovely mix.
We're a hybrid.
Mix, you mean 3 out of 4.
Hybrid. It's kind of a
3 out of 4 are men.
That we know of.
I'm a man. I'm really a man. Someday you'll be a man. Someday soon.
No, it was sort of fortuitous. It didn't really come out of any planning. Gary and I would work on music for a lot of the local theater groups here, like at Bruca, where we do soundtracks to the plays. And one day he asked, why don't we record any of your songs? And so I sat down and I wrote some. And
I remember it differently.
Oh, you do?
Let's hear Gary's side of the
story. I remember Wolf saying, I am writing more songs than I know what to do with. Can we record some? I've got like 20 new songs. And this was 3 years ago. And we're now into I don't know how many songs. And you know, the ones that we work on are actually really good songs.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Wolf. Yeah. Wolf
and
great,
the ones you don't work on, those are crap.
I try not to show people. No,
that's why we don't work on them.
I try to convince him that some of them are better than he thinks they are. But see, Wolf always has an artistic vision.
Ugh.
And so if the songs don't fit together in a way that pleases him artistically, then they sit for a while. And that's okay. They just stay.
Yeah,
I think a big catalyst of what was Bruca Theater, though, of what brought us together, because I directed Wolf in a play, and Gary and I play the Wine Walk at Bruca every month, and then Gary was in another band with Rich, and so
brought Rich home, yeah.
And we've done several projects in his studio with other people too. So
you just gave it away.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
secret
lair. I studio on the mountaintop.
And
when he said his place, no he was pointing at Gary. So that does narrow it down.
I've got more work than I can handle.
There will be a short silent section where we'll edit that out.
Ooh. Suddenly, oh, look, suddenly we're back.
Richard Nixon, where are you when we need you?
18 minutes.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead, Wolf.
Oh,
So Wolf's kind of the leader of the band, huh?
Wolf is the creative
stimulant. He's the catalyst of the band.
And it seems like he has three backseat drivers.
That's pretty much it.
It's easy to control the young ones.
Well, there is an earlier album before this one, and that's where I started coming in, was asked to come in and do some tracks. And so I was only on maybe two songs of Lady Medea.
No, you're on at least three. Because I know you did Alchemy, you did Pullover Sun, and you did that other one.
That memorable one.
Shit. It was in my head, and then it just went away. You know, it's like, fuck it, whatever.
They brought me in to do drum tracks and replace some of the loops or play along with the loops. So that kind of worked out pretty good. And then from there, we started rehearsing more of his stuff over at his house.
Yeah, as a band.
Right.
And then I got sick.
Yeah.
We had recorded about six songs. Basic tracks.
Yeah.
And then I got too ill to play for a while.
Yeah.
And so
for your listeners out there, Tommy, you got cancer.
Yeah, I had throat cancer.
A recipient and survivor of Mary Anarchy.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I played Mary Anarchy for years, every time, and you know, thought, well, what a great thing, and then, boy, when it comes the other way, I have no idea how grateful you are, you know, because you're first of all you're staring death in the face. Second of all, you're building bills like you can't believe.
Yeah,
you know, and then people hand you a big wad of money because they're your friends. How fucking awesome is that?
Yeah.
It's the best thing we do in this town.
Yep.
Best thing.
Yeah. I'll never stop playing Mary.
You know, so will you be here this December? Are you on the lineup?
Yeah.
Totally.
Of course I am.
I knew that. I was just trying to build it up. Theater of the radio.
I played one song at my own Mary Anarchy.
But you did?
I couldn't sing, so I just played an instrumental.
But anyway, you're cancer free now.
Yeah. I just got cleared by my doctor. I don't know. I've been seeing him once a month now. I get to go every 3 months, and he says I'm good and go and be happy.
That's the Mariana.
You look a lot better.
Healing people across Reno.
Yep.
So then you got better.
I'm feeling great. So yeah. So then I got better a bit, and the rest of the band had continued to work on the album. And then I did a lot of, like I did on the first album, is come in and overdub lead guitar and vocal tracks.
Yeah.
So. Very cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
It's a nice falling.
When is this coming out?
Oh, it's already out.
Yeah, it's on Bandcamp. It's and other places.
Yeah, wolpertinger.bandcamp.com is where it's located at the moment. It'll be other places, but just
and you can also find you guys on the Facebookery.
Yeah, on Facebook. You can find us under Wolpertinger. Yeah.
Very cool. All the rate usual suspects of bandness on the internet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I love the Bandcamp because Wolf is also an artist, and there's like a little drawing that kind of goes along with each song that I really like looking at while I'm listening to them too.
Oh, thank you.
That's cool.
I'm glad it's not wasted effort. Hooray. Yeah.
You would do it anyway.
Yeah,
I would do
it anyway. Your own guitarist likes it. That's awesome.
That's yeah. branching out
it's
one.
It's a start.
You would do it regardless of what I said.
I would, so. Yeah.
I'll have to go to Bandcamp and check it out. Just because I want to see the pictures.
The pretty pictures.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah.
Very nice stuff.
Excellent.
I listened through the album on Bandcamp, but I didn't notice the pictures because I was... Well, I had it playing while I was doing things.
That's fine. No problem. Yeah. No problem.
Well, Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Oh, Bobby didn't like that.
Excuse me. I'm going to go slip my wrists. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Speaking of this, can we hear another song?
Sure.
Yes.
Jump into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me readjust myself here.
Ooh, my goodness.
Sexually. Right. Thank you, Zombo.
Okay.
We love Zombo.
And you can change my channel on the amp there.
Tom, as always, is dressed in a finely tailored three-piece tuxedo.
You look good, Tommy.
Is that?
You look good.
In your three-piece tuxedo there.
Well, I finally gained a little weight. I got down to like 140 pounds, which is kind of low for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm about like 150 or 55 now.
That's good.
But I don't want to really get, I don't want to go to where I was before. I'm not even going to say where I was before. It was.
Let's stay on this side of 175.
It was
we'll
north.
Just leave it at that.
It was north of there.
You don't need the belly to be the Buddha.
No. No, I'm more a stretcho. Yeah. I'm more compacto.
You're a compacto. Yeah.
So what's this one?
This song is called Karen.
Oh, I suppose we should wait for Rich, though.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Have you had a look around this place? Wasn't even going to bother. I had a couple drinks that got me late. He tied me to a chair and walked on. Should have listened to my sister. She said to hide my face from goblins. Talk about in shallow water. I hurt the nearest body next to them. Karen, call me every. I'll race there. I'll find. Drop me, I'll let you. Gift of empty promises was coarse. I didn't think you were my master. Now scratch my arms up with your force. Touch is a natural disaster. Should have been an oboe in my mouth. Five short of a handful swallowed down. I'll never cross these muddy waters. Tide is strewing all my clothes around. Karen, call me every blue moon. Ooh, I'll race there. I'll find you. He'll drop me. I'll let you. Karen, call me every moon. I'll race there. I'll find you. You'll trust me. I'll let you. Just like me, to bitch about it. I'm crazy horse with China in my hands. Like me, to bitch about it all night. A lover's high demand. It's just like me, to bitch about it. I'm crazy horse with China in my hands. Like me, to bitch about it all night. A lover's high demand. It's just like me, to bitch about it. I'm crazy horse with China in my hands. Like me, to bitch about it all night.
I like that one a lot.
That's motherfucker.
I grooved out on that one a few times in a row.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I got a little more jam bandy there.
A little more jam bandy, which is fine.
It kind of lends itself.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 We're sort of jam bandy when we get together.
Yeah.
It's Are you?
It's an arena song.
Yeah.
Well, for you, a Lou Reed fan?
You know, I've not listened to Lou Reed, but I've listened to a lot of people who were influenced by Lou Reed.
Okay, and that's what everybody says. Lou Reed is my favorite band's favorite band.
Right. No, but that's the thing everybody says with like Lou Reed's first album. Only like 100 people bought it, but those 100 people all went out and formed a band.
And Wolf has Lou Reed comparison.
A little drink to Lou.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Leaving our lives, going out big.
Like, thanks.
Never taking anybody else's answers, always making his own.
Yep.
To Lou. There's Lou.
And his brother Jerry.
Amos Moses.
Eastbound and down.
Loaded up and drinking.
Some jokes. Jokes are fun.
Oh, how about his other brother, Robert Harry. Reed, who was
and Harry,
Mr. Brady, and Harry Reed.
Yeah, that was a really
who spells it different.
Now you guys are really pulling it.
It's not like
Christmas at the Cleavers with Wally the Beeve, June Ward, Eddie and Eldridge.
And his sister Donna.
Thank you for getting my deep, deep 60s civil rights joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm old enough to get it.
My mom got those Christmas cards with those 1 year. It was Christmas from the Cleavers, and it's got a little caricature of the whole Beaver family, and then Eldridge Cleaver on the end.
Nice, nice.
That's hilarious.
Well, don't forget the cousin Meat.
Meat.
That's Mr. Meat to you.
Mr. Meat.
So do we want to talk a little about what you, Karen came from?
Spelling
of
lyrics, name. By the way. Yeah. Great lyrics.
Thank Wolf you. Is especially great at
We're
lyrics.
We're bowled over.
Yeah.
It's not spelled like K-E.
That was something
K-A-R-E-N,
else about
K-A-R-E-N,
your Bandcamp site that I really enjoyed is that you actually have lyrics. Right there, as I'm listening to the song, I can read the lyrics.
But you didn't see the painting.
God,
he's a reader.
You know what? I had scrolled down and expanded the lyrics, so those were up on the screen.
You see the picture by clicking on the actual name to go, because they each have their own website.
Right, whereas
page.
I started and streamed the whole album.
Which is what most people do.
Don't make this easier for Rory.
Oh. Naughty, naughty Rory.
That's better.
I am ashamed and cowed.
Karen is Charon, which is the boatsman of the River Styx.
Always leave a couple pennies for Karen.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
And so
it's kind of deep. Like
real deep.
So Jesus. It's got some references to that, like the I should have been an obol in my mouth, five short of a handful swallowed down, is in reference to the money that is paid to him. And it's sort of one of the main love songs on the album. I myself am a homosexual. Ooh. And so
what? Whoa. You're a faggot too.
I am.
It's okay. It's our word.
F word.
But
I don't say that.
But it was. It's important to me to articulate love.
Faggot.
Faggot. Pretty much. in that way, you know,
out of the mouth of babes.
I was getting really tired of all of these female pop stars being like, we're so pro-gay and we're going to make a bunch of dancey music for you. And I was like, no, I don't fucking like dancey music. I'm a person who likes deep, dark things, and I want to make music for people who can actually connect.
So. Now, stop me if this is too personal, but so you like boys, you like guys.
No.
No?
No.
He likes men.
I like men.
Okay, right. This is where I'm going with this. You like men. You don't like men pretending to be women?
Oh, God, no.
All right. That was kind of the vibe I was picking up off you there.
Yeah.
Good. I understand. No, I can get that.
I get applause for that.
That makes more sense than, like, if I'm going to be gay and going to be with a man, why do I want to be with a guy wearing lipstick and a tutu?
If I wanted to fuck someone that talked like a woman, I'd fuck a woman.
Yes, I completely agree. Yeah,
well, this is all new.
For Christ's sake.
This is news to me, Wolf. I didn't know about any of this shit. So.
I'm sorry, Rich. I hope you can still accept
me. We'll be looking
for a
new drummer.
Anyway.
Dude, hopefully you can still accept dick after this.
Oh, I can always.
Rick, were you aware of this? Did you meet Andrew at the gay meetings with all that?
If we were already dead, we would have been in gay heaven together, and then I would have known. I figured it out during that last song.
You gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
It's a gay song. Yeah. Yeah, we had an album review on Burn Cards, and there was a comment of the lyrics are gay, and I thought, like, well, that's a very straightforward way of putting it.
Was the reviewer also gay, though?
I don't know.
That is, over Burn Cards, that is a strong possibility.
No, it's just, okay, that's good to know. But
there could be a date in it what he's saying.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Another turn.
Yeah, Burn Cards has been a little quiet lately. They did a write-up on us, too, but yeah. I haven't really seen much out of them in the last
year.
No,
I think they're a great website,
though. Did they say we were gay?
It was Gay Kyle did a review of us.
Oh, I love Gay Kyle.
Yeah, and not Big Bear Gay Kyle, the other Gay Kyle.
Oh.
Disappointment.
I'm confused.
See, now I think Rory goes to the meetings.
Gay Kyle from back in the day at Java Jungle.
Yes.
not Big Gay Bearded Kyle.
Yes,
the tall one.
That is the Gay Kyle I was excited about.
Right, because I know you are excited about him.
Yeah,
not
awesome.
That one, the other one. The snarky, angry one.
Yes, that's the one I like.
Liking the numbers.
I think you like them both, and you're confused here.
You're right, I probably do like them both.
And what other reviews, Wolfgang, have you had? Recently, anything?
Oh, there was a write-up in Reno News and Review.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah, I saw that. I was proud of you guys.
Yeah, thank you. It's sort of, you know, who you know, I suppose, to get some of those things. Mike Grimm did some backing vocals on the album and showed the album to Bob.
I didn't know Mike could sing.
Mike's a quadruple threat kind of guy. Like, if it is performance, he can do it.
Yeah.
And he can cartoon and
he can do anything.
And write.
And he's so nice.
Fuck you, Mike Grimm. You get all the talent. I hate that guy.
That's a talented fucking family if you think about it. Jen Scafidi, Mike Grimm, Bob Grimm, they're all related. They have another.
Isn't Kelly Proud too? They're connected.
Those two sisters through Rachel.
Well, Rachel Proud married Mike Grimm.
Oh, okay.
So that whole side of it all pulls
they
it
have
into.
A, they have an uncle who played guitar with Frank Zappa.
Yep.
Wow.
I was just about to go there with that.
Holy shit. Yeah. Oh, I just suck his dick.
Those are some seriously talented motherfuckers.
Yep.
Glad we got that figured out.
Bob got it over into Brad's hands.
And so that was it was awesome. You know, I feel very lucky that we have the attention that we're getting because we haven't really done anything like played live we've played live once. Which would be a good time now to talk about we've been talking about playing
when
live.
When are you going to play live next?
So Gary, whenever you have free time, we'd like to do a show.
This is on me?
This is why shows don't get booked, I see.
No, just because you're busy.
He's
right
still
now,
internalizing the fact that you're gay.
Oh, Gary knows.
Oh,
good.
Oh, he knows.
We all know.
Yeah. Well, Gary's involved with...
You attend the beer box meetings, too?
Buttcracker now.
As long as there's no eye contact, it's not gay.
I thought as long as there's no lip contact.
Don't ever forget.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Unless you're kidding.
Really?
Unless you're kidding.
Unless you're kidding, and then it's not gay.
Is that Cartman's rule?
Rory, I was there, and you weren't kidding.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
I had to think about that, though.
Delay.
How would you know?
So are we really going to play a live show, then?
I would like to if you guys are up for it.
I think you guys should play a live show.
Definitely.
Yeah. We have to relearn all our songs.
Is there any room on the Merry Anarchy bill, maybe?
Oh, I'm up for it, sure. You can have Tom Plunkett's spot.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Well, that's sort of happening this Saturday. We've sort of usurped Tom's spot on... At the Clapping for Clams.
Saturday, November 2nd.
That's at the Nugget. Where is that show going to be at?
The showroom stage of the Nugget. Yeah.
Excellent.
So Clapping for Clams, KTHX deal. They do it
it's
every
like
year.
It's like 20 bands.
Big fundraiser. 20
bands. Covers.
Fundraiser. You play one song by the artist. So we're going to do, should we say?
I don't know.
Keep it a surprise. It's been advertised already. Okay. We're playing Tears in Heaven, so we're not going to do a rock and roll song. Wolf's going to play cello. Gary's going to play classical guitar.
I'm doing hand percussion.
Switching it all up.
Clapton's a lot more than a rock and roller. You know, started off playing jazz. So there's a whole lot of blues. There's rock. I mean, he runs the spectrum.
Then he worked for the railroad for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he achieved a level of pretension that Bono hopes to reach one day.
I think Bono has surpassed him.
I think so.
If anybody wrote Bono is God on the wall, it was Bono.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right on, Nick.
If only he weren't so talented, too. It's what pisses
is
me
he,
off.
You know, I
don't
know.
Is he really, or is he just
for a
does
drummer?
He just hang out with
for
the
a
edge?
Drummer for a drummer. He was the drummer in the band originally. You know that.
Bono was?
Oh, yeah.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's not go there.
Another stellar talent of our generation.
Land of confusion.
So, playing live. Okay, puppets, sure.
Yeah. Yay.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
It's going to happen.
So did you. If you're listening.
I think I've just booked them for Mary Anarchy.
Possibly.
That's relatively soon.
They all go, no.
Well, Gary's involved with Buttcracker at Bruca.
At the same time.
He has a lot of time.
We're coming close to it.
Well, it's evening stuff, so I don't know.
If we rehearse early and then...
Yeah,
I don't know.
What are the dates?
Should we work it out right
and
now?
Seven.
Maybe not right now. That probably
let's
be a
do
little
this.
Bit
pull out your calendar.
Talk about it later.
Where's my day planner?
Yeah. Wait, let me post this on Facebook.
Yeah, audience is just all okay. I'm almost done with my dishes. I'm going to turn this off. So maybe we should do another song and then have
and then hit up the quiz.
Yeah, that sounds
quiz
good idea.
Time.
Oh, dear. All right. Okay. Do you guys want to try our new?
Are we going to do
what we just?
We'll try the song.
Yeah, the one you wrote tonight. And I hope you fail.
In
the best possible way.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I think
Rich,
I kind of remember
Rich,
how
just,
it goes.
Just,
you guys can do it.
Well, I've heard
I have to try and remember the words.
Special thing I'll do, and you'll know when it's the end.
Okay. Are you going to shout or something?
Oh, that's an idea, huh?
All right, I don't know who to watch. I'm going to watch Gary.
Watch Gary.
All right, you should probably count it off.
Sexually.
Oh, I probably should.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know it.
Fair enough, yeah. Fair enough. Thanks, Rich.
This is going to be a podcast first, probably.
Another exclusive.
And audience, if it suddenly clicks through to more talking, you know this failed miserably.
Yeah.
Let's leave a nice edit point. Ready? Oh, great. There's your edit point.
That was fantastic. Fantastic.
Are you ready,
Rich?
Way
to hit the post, Gary.
Yep.
Rich. Okay, Rich is ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. Heartache had a cure, that the tear was just a
I'll give that a ding.
Not fucking
I'll
bad.
I'll give that a ding.
For
bad
wrote it tonight.
First time. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, he didn't actually write it tonight, but I've never played it before.
That was cool.
That was pretty jamming.
Your solo is rad.
Yeah, good job, Tommy. Good job, everyone. Rich.
Thank you. Yay.
Amazing.
Will Pertinger. Huevos, huevos por todos mis amigos.
Even a blind band roots up some acorns now and then.
All right. Rick,
it's time.
Oh, it's quiz
as
time?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask them all a bunch of series of not serious questions and then randomly score them at my own whim.
I've been through this before.
Go. Oh, flying papers across the room. Don't put your eye out. Don't get a paper cut. Ow! I just dropped something, but who knows. All right. Need to get the boys' names written down
here.
Son
of a bitch!
And, Wolf, we're going to start with you.
No.
What's the first album you ever bought?
Enigma, The Screen Behind the Mirror.
Hmm. Like Enigma, the trancy
with the chanting monks.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Howdy, faggot.
Yep, I've been accused of that before because
Running
of that.
Faggot.
Howdy.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my first album that I've actually purchased was Culture Club Color by Numbers.
Faggot.
Whoa. I know. Way gayer.
That's like way gayer.
Seven and the Ragged Tiger.
Fuck.
We're all pretty gay.
Yeah. Tommy, same question to you, my friend.
The Beatles' Rubber Soul.
Ooh.
Nice.
You are nice. Old.
Who's yeah, the cool really guy in the room?
Old. Was that real to real?
It's like the best.
It was on a stone tablet.
It was instructions for him to beat it out on a log.
It was on one of those Edison rolls.
Wax cylinder.
Yeah.
Gary.
It was either Dark Side of the Moon or the Cream album with White Room on it, whatever. I don't even
Disraeli
know.
Disraeli
Gears.
Disraeli Gears.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. How could I forget that? Because I'm getting
bunch
old.
Of cool
okay.
guys. Huh?
I bought that around the same time.
Speaking
too.
Of former British Prime Minister Disraeli.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know stuff.
You went to courage.
Richard, what do we got for you here?
The Ventures, Walk, Don't Run.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's pretty
nice.
Badass
no
right there.
No wonder you play music with these guys. They're fucking awesome.
I know.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end.
Are these guys smarter, or was music just cooler back then?
Music was cooler.
It was a lot cooler.
BJ Thomas.
I think music's heading back to being cooler again. What with the webs, with the interwebs and the this
yeah.
everybody can
yeah.
record everything.
Yeah.
Music's turning regional again.
Yeah, there's some new stuff I like. There's a lot of new stuff I hate, but there's stuff I like.
Yeah, you get away from the pop radio. Yeah. Like in Reno, you get away from the neon, it's a wonderful town.
Right.
The American music scene, you get away from the corporate stuff, and it's fine. It's wonderful.
Right, right.
It's good stuff. Go see local music,
let's
folks.
See. When drunk, what's your favorite food to drink? Wolf?
More beer.
No, when you
said
food.
To drink.
You said food
oh.
to drink?
We so you have to
would you like to rephrase that?
God, let's try again. What's your favorite drunk food?
My favorite drunk food. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Nice.
Very good one.
Grease.
Tommy?
Mexican food.
Yep.
And possibly Jim Boy's.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a common answer.
which isn't really Mexican food, but pseudo Mexican food.
It works when you're drunk.
Crispy tacos, man, you know.
It's crispy tacos.
Yeah.
Like I'll have to go with a crunch. Chili cheese omelet, man.
Ooh,
nice. Chili
any particular place? Omelet.
Generally, I make them myself.
Yeah.
Actually, if I was still in L.A., it would be a Tommy's chili cheeseburger, but they don't have that here.
No.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. We'll just jump to the fun questions. How often do you masturbate? Wolf?
Frequently.
Any game of number, frequency?
How many a day?
Not as frequent as you'd think.
How many a day? like a per day kind of thing. A 0.5? A 4 per day?
Not that frequently.
Okay.
Sorry.
Four is a little excessive.
It's a little excessive. Wait, to be four days.
We've had young men come in and give us that answer.
That's well, true. They claim.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
They also don't have girlfriends.
By that, I mean,
boyfriends.
I'd like to
I
see,
want
it.
To see it.
Right?
Right now.
I'm masturbating right now.
Now we're back to the frosted question.
I'm doing a frosted flakes right now.
Anybody got a spoon?
Gross.
Gross.
Tell me. To you.
Less frequently than I used to. I would say not daily.
Yeah. Not quite daily.
Not all quite right. daily. All yeah.
Right. 5 times a week.
I would concur with that.
I'd say 4 times a week.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Keep trying.
Yeah. Build your strength back up.
I'm almost 60 years old. What the fuck do you want?
You should be fathering kids on 22-year-olds.
Well.
He's trying.
Always.
I keep marrying younger and younger
Tommy
women.
Tommy is a hound dog.
Get him.
Gary.
Oh, probably 5 times a day. You
there
know.
You go.
You're an animal.
You know. Now that I'm semi-retired, you know, I got to do something with all that time.
More time on your hands?
Yeah.
Ba-dump. Ba-dump.
I need to get a rim shot on this thing. I really
Rich,
do.
Rich, back out to the living room.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to run out. Yeah.
And then come back and real
you,
fast
you,
answer
sir,
the question.
I'm going to go with
five. I'm going to go with 5 times a week, man, because I'm in my 60s, you know, and it's not that interesting anymore.
Hey, five times a week is actually, that's pretty healthy, solid. That's a, yeah.
That's like you have a life and a sex drive.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's good for our younger listeners to know that at 60, you're still going to be touching yourself.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Whether so you I'm need glad. To or not.
Right.
Well, the great
just
thing.
Nothing really changes.
Is the porno gets better.
Yeah.
It's filthy.
I've got it on my phone.
Filthy now, dude.
Yeah, I've got it on my phone now for fuck's sake.
Porno in 1982 had nothing on porno in 2012.
God. Oh, man. Oh, God bless John Stagliano. He's the guy that created gonzo porn.
Ah.
Yes.
Yes.
We would agree.
Yep.
Not knowing what you meant, I just pictured Gonzo from the Muppet Show doing himself.
Sticking his beak inside.
With that, like, with that
with
beak,
chicken,
anything is possible.
With a chicken watching.
Maybe
wearing a leather gimp helmet.
There you go.
Making a noise like... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Could get that going with a ball gag,
bump,
you know?
Bump, bump, bump it up. Yeah.
Two old guys watching from the balcony.
Wow, look at the tits on that.
I've seen better.
Yeah, I usually have to look at those
wearing
weird BDSM sites to find a Miss Piggy. They do make pink gimp masks with a little pig nose on them and ears.
Really?
I do.
That's hot.
So I've heard.
Really?
Let's move on.
When searching the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords when you search to jerk?
Are you starting with dick this time?
Yeah, Wolf is confused by the question. We'll go around to dick.
I don't really have keywords that I search.
They're like boobs, large ass, black chicks,
Asians.
All of the above. It's pretty long, but
defiled teenager.
Well, we don't want to know about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that too. That too. I mean, it's kind of different.
Yeah, just porn.
Porn.
Just type in porn.
That's what I do.
I just want to see anybody touching anybody,
porn.
And I'm happy.
Yeah,
porn
like
in
to...
cursive. You know, porn. Minstrels. You know, a harpsichord.
Oh, minstrels. Minstrel porn.
Minstrel.
That's an odd choice for you.
Oh. Yikes.
Well, I'll bet you can find it.
Yeah, those girls need to shampoo their carpets.
Yes, you can.
Oh, God. this
Gary?
I don't even bother. Escargot. Escargot.
Escargot.
Yeah.
That gets you entirely different results than you might think.
Yeah.
S-car.
Wow. You know.
Yes. Just think about an S-car.
I'm going to try that when I go home.
Don't blame me.
Tommy?
I have probably 2 favorites. Redheads.
There you go. Yeah. I can get behind that.
And penguins in bondage licking my legs.
Weird.
I bet you can find it.
Rule 30.
I found it.
Rule 34 of the internet. If you can think of it, there is porn of it.
Somebody yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, where and when did you lose your virginity, Mr. Wolf?
I lost my virginity rather late with my first boyfriend, who was very surprised because apparently I am a good performer.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Now he's just bragging.
That just makes you a nerd that watched a lot of porn.
Yeah.
I went to the same meetings, yeah.
Tommy.
I was a pretty late bloomer, too. I was 19 when I lost my virginity.
Me
that
too. Was,
that wasn't the question, was it?
Yeah. But when and where?
Oh, okay.
Oh, when and where?
Yeah.
I was just where.
In my girlfriend's...
vagina.
Parents' bed, yeah. In my girlfriend's parents' bed, and her dad showed up, and I was still there.
Ooh.
And I had to actually do the jump out the window.
And ran
down, like, three houses away where I had parked my motorcycle.
Because you were a bad boy.
I was kind of a bad boy. and I'm sitting there trying to warm up my 750 Honda when the guy comes down to the end of the driveway and he's watching me, you know, and I'm just like, oh please get warm. Please, come on, because it's going to just stall and then I'm going to restart. But I escaped.
Oh, yeah. Good.
That was awesome. Yeah. Gary.
On the lovely banks of Oak Creek Canyon in Arizona. I was 15.
Wow. Yeah. Was it hot out? Or was it nighttime?
I didn't know. It was day.
I didn't notice.
It was day, but I didn't notice the temperature anywhere other than where I was.
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice to outdoor fuck warm for your first time.
Yes. It's a beautiful place.
Dick.
Yes. I was 14 years old.
Hey.
On my back in a gravel pit with my girlfriend on top of me.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Ow. On your back in a gravel pit?
You're a power
pit?
Bottom.
Were you
at
protesting?
At 14, do you really give a damn?
Fair enough. Stop it. Stop it. What are you doing? Don't do that.
Rich is the man.
I don't know what this is. Get off me, you.
I think Rich wins that one.
Soon. You nasty slut.
She was cool.
On all of history, you could get into a fist fight with anybody. Who would you get into a fist fight with?
Of all history?
Yes, all of history. Actual history.
Plato.
Wow, yeah, strong
answer.
I didn't
think about that. That was cool.
Fuck your ideals or ideas.
I think he was a dumbass who fucked up a lot of people.
Thanks a lot, Plato.
Yeah, thanks, Plato.
Thanks, Obama.
What a dick.
Screwed up his student, Socrates. No, wait.
Socrates?
Yeah.
Right.
It was a Bill and Ted's thing.
I got it.
Shut right. Up, do you need
Ted?
Me to go hit a symbol?
What's the question again?
You could fist fight anyone.
Fist fight people in history. The Fight Club question.
Toulouse Lautrec, I'd kick his ass.
Because he's a cripple.
Oh, that's so easy. Well, yeah. He's probably drunk and syphilitic. And
I want to win.
Fair enough.
Good point.
Gary?
Napoleon Bonaparte, because he's just a little guy, and you just use a glove and slap him.
Oh.
I don't know why.
So that's where our thing comes from.
I don't know which thing is that.
Yeah, what is your
thing? Because I'm the short guy and you're the big guy.
Oh, he slaps you with a glove?
Not yet. Not yet.
It didn't feel like a glove.
It felt much larger and tubular.
It was a liver-filled glove.
And then he said he'd give me $20 if I sucked all the fluid out of it.
Like your mom.
Damn.
Richard, fist fight anybody in history.
God, I have no idea. There's so many.
Pick St. Paul.
Okay, St. Paul. I'll take a hit from Wolf, you know, because I don't like all that religion stuff anyway, man. Yep. So
he got stoned off his ass. Nick, let's go to you.
All right, it's time for your... the weekly rapid fire questions that we have. We usually start off with the classic Pulp Fiction extras question where Uma Thurman asks John Travolta, everybody is either a Beatles or an Elvis guy. What kind of guy are you?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
Oh, four Beatles. All right. And Rory Dow with Elvis. All right. So.
Sorry.
Who do you prefer, the Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
All right. That's
Clash.
Better.
Clash.
Clash.
All right. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer bacon or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Both.
Chocolate covered bacon.
That is the right
answer. Mike Gully can make that for you, too.
Yes, he can.
You make your own. Entry.
Chef Gully is a fantastic chef.
He is amazing.
And a supporter of the show.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Tommy?
Man.
It's a hard one.
That's a tough question.
That's hard. Are we talking like Jar Jar Binks
Star Wars?
Well, I think it's the entirety of and the entirety of.
Yeah. God, it's still
right.
hard. It's
you do get to also count Enterprise and Voyager in that equation, too.
All of Star Trek or all of Star Wars.
I'm going to go all of Star Wars in.
Okay.
Apologies to my former employer, but I have to go with Star Trek.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Former employer, please explain.
Oh, I used to work for George out at the ranch.
Wow. At the ranch. You worked for George Lucas? Yeah.
Uh-huh. At the ranch?
At the ranch.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
I thought everybody knew. I just assumed.
Were there really as many lonely young men hanging around as I think there might be? Can I get your autograph, George?
There's a lot of people hanging around.
Wow. Well, you just shot up in my... my
esteem-o-meter?
My respect-o-meter. I'm like, oh my God. Anybody who worked for George Lucas is one of my heroes. Good job.
Cool. And I have
Richard.
On base.
Okay, I'm going with Star Trek because I kind of grew up on that.
Right.
You know, when that first came out.
Yeah, see, that's you. That's why I had a hard time because I was the big James.
And Kirk would have beat the crap out of Luke.
I love Luke.
And then there is that
whiny bitch
as they are today.
He's awesome.
Whinier than Anakin.
Well, you said Star Wars. Do you mean Star Trek?
No, overall Star Wars. Okay. But I mean, you know, the early Star Trek. You know, especially the episode with the woman with the blue skin.
Oh man.
I had some serious dreams about that.
Were they wet?
Can we go back to the masturbation question?
She was green skin.
Yeah.
Green.
The blue skins were the end. Dorians.
The green skin chick, and they redid her in the movie,
the reboot.
Yeah, that was some serious
wowza
for a 13 year old
TV's first interracial kiss.
Yep. Right.
Oh yeah.
All right. Do you like let's go
puke or shit.
Oh, Rory.
Well, you were going too much.
Go ahead. Puke or shit.
Puke or shit. God.
Yeah, vomit or diarrhea. Which would you rather have?
Vomit.
Tom, well acquainted with both things over the last year.
He's really thinking about it. Let me think.
Really, really, really well acquainted. And I really didn't like puking that much. So I'm going to go with shit.
Yeah, I'm going to second that, having just had another... inspection.
Finger up the butt.
It's like, you know what?
That's a camera up the butt.
Well, it's the prep for it.
You don't have to taste it.
You know, Rick.
And puke, you have to taste. So, you know, I'm a texture guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Very important.
Dude, and I had the endoscopy and the colonoscopy at the same time. I'm glad they wiped it off in between.
I was trying to figure out who the hell was talking. It's, like, it's you.
Yeah, I did the same thing, Rick. It was interesting.
Yeah. Well, no, we use a different camera, and I'm all, does it meet in the middle?
I just wanted to know, does it go all the way up?
So do you prefer puking or diarrhea?
Diarrhea is more fun.
All right.
At least you can read something.
I can sit down, read, and you know, have an explodo butt moment. And you know,
that's a good time to have a smartphone.
All right. Well, let's get to some fun ones here. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Arrested.
I haven't been arrested, and I have been beat up.
I think
I'll go with arrested.
I don't believe you've never been
always
arrested.
Always trying new things.
Really? Never.
How come I've been arrested?
I don't
do
know.
Do you, what did you like blind or deaf?
Ooh.
Oh. That's a hard one. Blind or deaf.
So you're the artist of both the audit of visual and oral. Oral.
He's oral.
Oral. I'm an oral artist. Ooh.
I like to watch.
I like to watch.
Yeah, you do.
My name is Chauncey Gardner.
I guess this really isn't a rapid-fire answer.
No, it isn't. You're really slowing
in
the
game. In a world where a lead singer was stumped.
I would rather be deaf. I'm going to go blind because there's some great blind guitar players.
Right? Yeah, I'd have to go blind, barely.
Yeah, I'm thinking blind, too, because I need to hear to play music.
Mm. Right, you get a lot of blind Johnny Johnsons. You don't get a whole lot of deaf Donnie Darkos.
Right? Yeah.
Blind Lemon Wolfkin.
Right.
Which do you prefer, meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Neither.
Oh, I'd have to go with Mountain Dew.
Rich?
I'd have to say neither.
Okay.
Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Ginger. Gay
Ooh,
or ginger.
Very good. Gay or ginger.
I guess I'd rather be ginger.
ginger, be all right. I love redheads, so, you know.
Yeah ginger, me too.
I didn't know that about you, Tommy. That's cool.
Rich?
I love them.
I've married two.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Bunch of homophobes.
I know.
Shout out to Chris. Hey, shout out to Chris Daniels, though. I mean,
hey, the lovely and talented Ginger Devine.
Yeah.
So much talent.
All right.
Good friend.
Pat Benatar or
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Don't know either.
Yeah.
Joan Jett 100 times out of 100 times.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Joan Jett, like the attitude.
Yeah, same here. I like the attitude.
Okay. Well, see, well, if these were women who performed music back in the 80s, and they still do today.
When I was still a thought.
Well, yeah, when you were.
Yeah.
I didn't even think they were thinking of you then.
Kind of hard rocker chicks.
All right. But the best I could do for you would be like Glenn Danzig or
Pat
Billy
Benatar.
Idol.
Close your bright eyes. Isn't that Pat Benatar? Turn around bright eyes?
No.
Fuck. Not.
I fucking need you more tonight. Is that like Bonnie Tyler or something?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Sorry, Bonnie Tyler is the correct answer. Good job, Wolf. Next.
B. Arthur is the correct answer.
Just a couple more. AIDS or cancer?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I know. That's a hard one.
Neither?
Well, you don't get any points for that, but go ahead.
I already beat cancer.
Yeah! That is the best answer for that question.
Yep. I don't know. I can't
chop my dick off.
I can't. Yeah. Yeah. Can't choose one.
Well, I'll be the oddball here and do AIDS, man.
There's a cure for that now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot longer.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
If you have as much money as Magic Johnson, there's a cure for anything.
Yeah. All right, and we're not going to go classic this week. I'm just going to give you one last final one.
I think you got to do the one.
Well, it was mostly Star Trek.
No, it was mostly Star Wars and Beatles.
All right, guys, if you can live in a world with either, if your answer was Star Trek or
just
Star
give
Wars,
them one. Just give them one.
Right. Either one of those.
Oh, this sounds complicated.
Or you could have the Beatles, but you can't have both. Which one do you choose?
One will
Beatles or Star Wars?
Are you kidding?
A universe with only one.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Beatles. I'm Beatles.
Beatles. I'm Beatles.
Tom's torn.
Beatles 1 billion times out of 1 billion times.
Okay. Yep.
They'll all go with that.
How about this for Tommy? Beatles or Raiders?
Ooh. The current Raiders, or
in their totality,
the whole catalog of Beatles and the whole catalog of Raiders.
Oh, man, that's an ugly question.
I know it's supposed to.
I'm gonna
upset you.
Grudgingly go,
and we'll even throw in Wings and the Yoko shit too, just
that's
to make it
changer.
Even with some of those.
That's not helping.
When it was some of those bad Raiders teams there in the with like the 80s.
I'm gonna grudgingly go Beatles, but that was an unfair question.
We won't count
he calls
that one.
Foul.
I just wanted to see what Tommy would say. Anyway, that's my rapid fire.
That was well done, guys. A lot of great answers. Fortunately, Wolf, you came in last. The old guys beat the crap out of you.
They're cool.
Tommy,
what do we win?
Tommy with a strong comeback. The respect and adulation of your peers.
Yes. Been looking
and your
for
audience.
That.
Tommy with that strong cancer answer made a strong showing at the end, coming up and rounding in third place. But these two guys, tight race, only 4 points separated you here at the end.
Who is it, Gary or Rich?
Rich is the big winner.
Congrats.
Cool. Well done, sir.
Everybody always loves the drummer.
You win invisible stickers that I forgot to bring again this week.
Don't feel bad, Wolf. Rory just hates gays.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Want to go camping?
You have a sleeping bag for one?
Oh, we'll tell you that story later.
Oh, dear.
How about another song, guys?
That sounds good.
Do you have another song?
Do you have one?
We don't have one yet. We need to go.
Are you tapped out?
You want to make one up? Another one?
I think we're tapped out.
And you're tapped out on songs?
Yeah.
All right.
You have two albums out, and you're tapped out in songs.
Well, we haven't played any of them in a year.
They're tapped out on what they're ready for.
They're a, air quotes, band.
Well, let's just say what's going on next week. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
What do you got happening there?
All right, Thursday, the day this comes out, is going to be Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. We didn't do a spooky episode this year. Sorry about that. But I'm be playing at the Alley with Misfits. It's a Misfits cover band, and in my band, the Liver Scars will be playing there. So go see that.
Yeah.
Saturday, I am also playing with the Liver Scars with Kittenhead and Postwar.
Yeah.
Shays.
That's gonna be an awesome show
for Jenny Pez Dispenser's birthday.
Yeah.
So come out and see that.
Love you, Jenny.
And Sunday, I'll be hanging out with Mikey from the Shames and watching TV. So.
Sexually.
Nice. Y'all not invited to that, but it's going to be a great time. And
no.
What do you got going on, Reverend?
Well, in addition to already planning on going to see your shows at Shays, there's also a pirate party at a certain bar of bullets, if you know where that is.
Oh, yes, the bullet bar party. That's right.
There is a certain party that you might be invited to if you're a lucky, lucky Reno White.
We can say hi to BBD.
BBD.
He's a loyal listener. Hi, BBD.
You know what? I don't have any plans for this weekend. I don't know what's happening because I've been so busy the last 4 or 5 weekends that I'm not doing shit except whatever occurs to me at the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to just have a good time this weekend.
He's as free as a bird now.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Free bird.
Rick, what do you got going on?
So I'm going trick-or-treating
with
my nieces and nephews, and that's going to be awesome, and I still trick-or-treat. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday during the day before this podcast, I am recording the Tides.
Oh. Yeah, like for real.
They came in here and did the show, and then we made an EP from that demo, and now we're doing a real album.
They were just giving them away at their show this past Saturday. Friday. They had a really good set on Friday night. I like that band a lot.
Yeah, it was cool. Some lady came up to me the other day and was all, you guys recorded my friend's band. And I'm like, well,
that could
I did. Who's your friend's band? The Tides. Oh, I guess so. I guess.
Sort of.
Yeah, we did.
We
were here.
Rick did.
Would not have been the same if you weren't here, though. You know, everybody in the room gets quiet.
Right.
That's cool. Well, our show did. So
yeah,
I appreciate that.
But I know there's a lot of great events going on Friday and Saturday. Halloween is not. There's a Stabby Unicorn and Schizopolitan show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. At Jubb's.
Damn.
That's going to be pretty. Is that also Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know there's stuff going on Friday the 1st. It's just escaping me at the moment.
Clapton for Clams on Saturday.
Yeah.
That we're playing.
Saturday's the night, it sounds like.
Yeah. All kinds of shit going on Saturday. Jeez.
Choose your poison well, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and then the rents do, too.
Yeah.
So don't spend all your money. Yeah. Way to bring down the show, Nick. What a dick.
Well, looking forward to next week. We're going to have the lovely and talented Ashley Marie Polanski in the studios with us.
Cool.
I love her.
To talk about something very, very secret that we've been dying to talk about. Knows what the secret is. Did you guess what
I guessed.
The title?
I guessed.
You did? Yeah. Like completely correctly?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Well, we're all losing. Yeah. We don't know what's
going on. I'm going to be integral to the pulling off of said project, too, as well. I'll tell you about that later. I'm very excited.
Okay. Any other guests?
Small Drawings.
The band
Small Drawings.
Two-piece. Yeah, they were cool.
They say they're going to have a bass player for the show. That they've been breaking him in. But even if they are just a two-piece, those kids are pretty solid.
Kind of like it just two guys.
I do, too. I even told him what you said. He just needs to turn up the bass on his guitar, and he's fine. The lows on his guitar.
Yeah.
Next week should be a real fun show. Please stick around and check us out there. Because I forgot to mention it earlier, this show has been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Check them out on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. Ian and Justin and their team, and Michelle now, and their team of trusty interns can take care of all your computing needs, not by the hour, but by what the job costs. So go check them out, Reno Computer Fix. RenoComputerFix.net.
Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah, get the pro to say it. Thanks.
Just saying,
Maxie.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
And for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Overrated.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You know how I detest organs.
Backwater Studios.
Disqualified!
Oh, I'm sorry. May we suggest Mr. Ray's Wig World?
No!